Traders at Kantamantu Market, whose wares were destroyed by the recent fire, say they are satisfied with the government's compensation to them. Speaking on behalf of the traders, the Joint Traders Association Vice Chairman, Daniel Edu, told the Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Rachel Apo, that the market leadership has decided to personally call on President Mahama to express their gratitude. The Deputy Minister was on a verification visit to Kantamantu Market with Chief Director the Gender, Children and Social Protection Ministry, Kwasi Amuhinson. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe was with the team reports that on day three of disbursement of government compensation to affected traders, a lot are yet to have their turn. However, administrators of the compensation Stanbic Bank has assured the affected traders that they'll be on site until the last affected trader is attended to.
Today is day three since government began the disbursement of compensation to market women whose wares were destroyed in fire. Here we are at the Kantamantu Market, trying to psych the feeling of the market women. Basically, he is confused that they want him to open a duplicate account, and that is one of the affected persons in the market fires. He's not sure where exactly he needs to open an account. He thinks that they've been asked to open a duplicate account, and we will be verifying this information with the minister, or we will be verifying with the stand. As you can hear in the background, that is the Stanbic stand here at the Kantamantu Market, where the market women, the traders, have lined up to try to get themselves registered so they could collect their compensation. A long line. So you are with the Stanbic Bank, is that correct?
Yes.
What's your name?
Zaina Boshua.
How is the registration process going?
It hasn't been bad so far. As you can see, we have a lot of crowd here, but we are managing to do it for them very quickly.
Madeleine Musandrum is so that.
It's your nana.
And then some abansons in Yandrus, I feel not drew away from me. We are missing for checking our high rate.
Okay. Basically, Madame Florence is stating that she was here yesterday. She was not able to get in line. Today, she's able to get in line. Hopefully, she can get her money collected later on in the day.
And to Miss Shema, information you could be great. Say. The woman, my catcher, we have a chinam coin with you, ma. The Abella had to the last person ever register. Miss Shema, oh, I count to show her. And when you have crashed over her. Moment in the end, you're very active. Can you scan out to Mama?
And there you hear in the background an official of the Stanbic Bank assuring the affected traders that they would be here to register them and compensate them.
Yeah, the ministry is assuring them that they should take up their time. Definitely everybody is going to get his or her money. This is an exercise from the government of Ghana and the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection. So I am assuring them that each of them will get their money. So they should just take their time.
Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Rachel Nana Ajua Apo there. If you understand what it means, these women are anxious. They want their monies to begin life all over again. The market is the center of everything. And in social sciences, we understand what market forces mean. But the government says that they will need to be patient. From Kantamantu Market, I am Rebecca Ekpe reporting for Radio Ghana.